We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Ed Hutton is joining me now on the live line, director of the Financial Markets Laboratory at Niagara University. Ed, good morning. Today marks the expiration of the enhanced unemployment benefits, the extra $600 a week that people who have not been working have been receiving. And I'm wondering, Ed, what happens to the economy if this is not continued?
Yeah, well, good morning, Susan. First of all, let's take a look at the numbers that were just released yesterday. 9.5% down from the previous quarter. That's an annualized rate of a decline of almost 33%. And that was with all of the stimulus that took place last quarter. So approximately $3 trillion from the different congressional stimulus plans and an additional $3 trillion from the Federal Reserve. Add that together, and yet we still saw that huge drop in the second quarter. And it comes up now, I guess, is what's going to happen in the third quarter? As you said today, that enhanced $600 unemployment, that amount of $600 that was added to everyone's unemployment check, that expires today. Next week, the Paycheck Protection Program is slated to end. That's been keeping a lot of businesses able to keep their workers on. That program ends. And so what happened is that as part of the stimulus from the second quarter, there were a lot of programs that were put in place. But, well, I guess it was almost like asking people to hold their breath. You know, if we could just get through the second quarter, things would be better. Well, they are better in a lot of ways, but they're certainly nowhere near they need to be. And there really needs to be an additional set of programs. And right now, Congress left yesterday without an agreement. The Republicans and Democrats are still pretty far apart on a lot of the most important aspects of the second round of stimulus.
It does look like they're kind of hitting a wall, maybe in Washington, but it seems like they get things done in the 11th hour anyway, so that it might come, you know, to that. What's a reasonable expectation about what they might come up with?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a couple of different things. First of all, that it looks almost certain that there will be additional checks that are going to be mailed out. So the same way that we had that $1,200 per person check that people got back in April, it looks like there will be another set of payments that will be made directly to households. And right now there's a bit of a disagreement on how that, what the level of that is and how it exactly goes out, but it looks like it's going to be a little bit broader. So for example, people who may have children that were older than 17, you remember back last time, they did not get a payment. Well, now, as long as someone is a dependent of yours, regardless of their age, looks like that people will be entitled to a payment. So that's the first thing, is that there'll be some sort of direct payment. That seemed to work, and it seems like people really need. Second thing that's going to happen is that there will be some level of enhanced unemployment. Now, whether it's the $600 that the Democrats originally passed in their version of the bill, or the proposed $200 from the latest Republican proposal, or if it comes somewhere in between those two, I think that's one of the sticking points that is that's going to come up. And the third is going to be an extension of that Paycheck Protection Program. That program seemed to be successful. Looks like there was, like anything that size, a lot of abuse of the program, but it did seem to keep a lot of businesses alive. But unfortunately, businesses that participated in the Paycheck Protection Program, they've run out of money. The program ended. It was a very short-term program. And so I think that there's going to be some sort of extension of the Paycheck Protection Program that should last at least until the end of the year.
Ed, where's all this money coming from to pay for all of this?
Yeah, well, there's only two places to get the money. One way is to raise taxes, and that's not likely going to happen, especially where the number's there. And so if you don't raise taxes, the other place you have to get it is by borrowing. And that's exactly where this is all coming from. Okay, we've seen the amount of the United States deficit go up, not just go up by percentages, but go up by multiples, 2 and 3 times. That money is going to have to be paid back at some point, but people aren't looking. People aren't really keeping that from putting into place these programs. Now, the nice thing about that, even though the amount of the United States debt has gone up multiples than it was previously, interest rates, the amount of money that the government has to pay on that debt, is at historically low rates. And so the United States, the Treasury Department, is able to borrow at these incredibly low rates. And that's what it's doing. It's borrowing at very low rates to be able to pay for these programs.
All right. We'll see what happens as the clock is ticking here in Washington. Ed, appreciate all the insight and help. Ed Hutton, Director of the Financial Markets Laboratory at Niagara University.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.